Anyone who's been caught in traffic on I-95, any other interstate for that matter, may think that our next guest may have breathed in too much car exhaust. Stan Posner and Sandra Phillips Posner don't drive along I-95 because they have to. They do it over and over again because they like to. Along the way, they've learned everything you may need to know and much that you probably don't care to know at all about I-95. They're authors of the book Drive I-95, Exit by Exit, Info, Maps, History, and Trivia. They join us from the studios at the CBC in Montreal. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Hello.
So how long have you been I-95 road warriors?
7 years now.
And why? What's so fascinating?
People don't realize how much fun they could have every day. They think they get in the car and they have this, oh, we got to make it there through so many hours. How are we ever going to do this? And what we tell them is you're going to take a break every day. So take a break where you can enjoy it and have something to look forward to every day.
What about road food?
Yum.
Well, give us some particulars, specifics, if you could.
There's so many family restaurants, and we're talking right on exits. We only go about...
We go like half a mile to a mile off of the exits on each side.
Like to the second traffic light, so no one's going to get lost.
Can you tell us a couple?
Yeah. I'm going to mention, and I'm thinking of Florence, South Carolina, where we stop in for that potato soup and the toast. What is that? A croissant with
honey on it. It's called Percy and Willie's.
Okay.
And it's right on the axis.
Wait, 1 second. Our favorite, the bottom of the New Jersey Turnpike, guys.
Yeah.
We have a favorite Italian restaurant.
Yeah, it's called Italia. It's right on exit 3 on the Turnpike.
And we love the calzone there. Oh. It's filled with this goo. We like the one that has the gooey cheeses and fresh ham. And they make this fabulous marinara sauce that you pour all over it.
It's a family recipe that they have not divulged to us yet.
I must say, I don't even have a driver's license, and you finally said a series of things that make me think maybe I should get one.
There's actually one very close to you, the bottom of Baltimore, exit 50.
Yeah.
It's called Pollock Johnny's.
Did you ever eat there?
What's the name of it again?
It's Pollock Johnny's.
A word that I would never use on the air.
Right,
but
exactly.
Go.
And there's this great Polish sausage with a sauce on it called the Works. I'm not quite sure what's in it. A little bit of relish, a little bit of mustard,
onions.
A little bit of onions in it. Stan, your burger cookies.
Oh, yes. There are these cookies that are available only in the immediate Baltimore area. They're called burger cookies.
Uh-oh.
You get them in the supermarkets
or
around
highs.
There.
What are they? Hamburger cookies?
No.
It's like a
big fat... Do you know what a black and white looks like?
It's kind of a shortbread cookie.
But it's a black and white that's a thick layer of chocolate fudge icing on top of this white cookie.
Also in Delaware, there's something called a Thanksgiving dinner on a bun, a Capriati's.
And they sell it all year round.
Hmm.
We can go on for an hour talking about food.
Yes. So is there anything else we should know about I-95 that would knock our driving shoes off?
Yes, you can go swimming with sharks if you would like. You could...
I don't think I would, but where would you do that?
In Camden, New Jersey, at the aquarium.
But who would think
I've been to Camden, and believe you me, I never thought an aquatic holiday was on order.
Right, yeah. It's right on the water facing Philly.
Yeah.
And right next to it is a battleship called the Battleship New Jersey, which is amazing to tour because it was in every single...
Every major battle.
Battle
yeah, I've
of this century.
I've done that, actually.
But did
you
know...
Sleep on
quite
it.
Moving, yeah.
Friday
could,
and Saturday night, you could sleep over on it.
No.
So you've got kids in the car, and you say, you know, if you be good, we're going to be sleeping on a battleship tonight.
That sounds like something worth doing.
In Connecticut, there's a garbage museum, which is fascinating.
How about this one? You can get dentures made overnight in Florence, South Carolina. You go in, they pull out your teeth, you sleep over in a motel, and by the time you wake up in the morning, your dentures are ready, the price is so much less than at home, and then you, on your way back,
they will fine-tune them for free.
A checkup on your way back.
Yeah. It's called the Sexton Dental Clinic.
Well, I have to confess something to you, Mr. and Mrs. Posner.
Yes?
I approached this interview with some trepidation that I'd be talking to some very odd people. But
you're right.
Well, you're delightful, and you have rich lives. I've enjoyed hearing all this stuff.
Thank you.
As I said, we've been doing this 7 years, and there are places we cannot go by without stopping.
Stan Posner and Sandra Phillips Posner run the website driveI95.com. They joined us from Montreal. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Happy trails.
And you can find links to all the places the posters mention on our website, npr.org. NPR's series, I-95, The Road Must Travel, concludes tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday with a report on what Interstate 95 could look like in 50 years. Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.